Thank you, Chair, and good morning to everyone and to the interpreters as well. So yeah, as the Chair has just mentioned, we have touched on some of the topics that are in this status report, but we thought we'd just run through just to quickly to give the context of all what we've been discussing. So if we just go on to the next slide. Yeah, there's been two sessions of the informal working group since the last session of GRVA, as noted there, and the documents can be found on the link given in the slide. If we go on to the next slide. The main activities that the group has been looking at was about amending UN Regulation 156 and RE3 in terms of mandating RxWin, which we've touched upon yesterday. We've had the proposal around authorization concept and privacy by design, and also discussing the terms of reference. So go on to the next slide. As was introduced by my co-chair yesterday, we have the proposal, which was the GRVA document, that should be 2106, apologies for that, just covering the mandating of RxWin. We finalised that in the last session of the informal working group. As noted at the previous session of GRVA, there were some discussions around how best to do this. The concept that was settled upon was to mandate the use of RxWin within 156 as opposed to the system regulations themselves, and set the requirement as being a management system requirement rather than on a vehicle type basis. To note that how it will be implemented is the fact that the manufacturer will only be able to update software on the vehicles approved to the 01 series if the RxWin is in place, and this is for any regulation which is considered when performing the software update according to the provisions in the regulation under paragraph 7119. Also included is the consequential updates into RE3, which includes aspects about recording the RxWin on the certificate. And to note as well that the transitional provisions were agreed as 2028 for new types and 2030 for all types. So if we go on to the next slide, please. The informal working group, the proposal around the authorization concept and privacy by design has been sort of discussed within the informal working group. To note that the discussions have been happening mostly in an independent group, but is being, the informal working group is being kept informed. This is as a result of there being no universal support within the IWG to consider the topic, and hence why there's also a proposal to potentially set up another group to deal with it. There was also a request whether it should be part of the informal working group's remit, and I guess that will come out in the discussions that we'll have subsequent to this presentation. So I'll move on from this slide. As introduced yesterday as well by my co-chair, there's the terms of reference. As you can see, that's identified in document 2105. We've touched upon most of the aspects, and I think the last two are still on the table there, which is whether the authorization concept and privacy by design are sort of included within the work of the informal working group or elsewhere, or even at all, and also the GTR, which was put in there as we had no clear direction from any sponsor within the informal working group. So it is in square brackets and also phrased in a way such that it can probably remain in there if there's no current sponsor as yet, but it includes the idea of taking forward a GTR if one does become available. So the next slide, please, just introduces the topics that we will be aiming to address in the next informal working group meetings. The RxWin proposal, that's if there are any comments are raised, but I think that's been agreed to move through a working document, but we stand ready if there is some issues raised in the meantime. One aspect that was included in the terms of reference was a categorization of software updates as being the sort of next topic to be addressed by the group and hopefully support national activities with regards to this. And also resulting from the workshop, which my colleague from Japan will touch upon in his presentation, is about multi-stage approvals. And basically, well, there'll be an informing on the activities that have been going on the workshop, going on in the workshop, and also potentially if there's any proposals or amendments needed as a result of that, which may be in future meetings as well. So the next slide, please. Yeah, so again, these are just the three items that which I think we've already touched upon for a GRV to degree. So I think at that point, we'll leave it there for the presentation. Thank you.